new Hot 101.5. Blown off on The Miguel Show.
Sonia found love in a hopeless place. And that place was Twitter. Sonia, you met Micah on Twitter?
I did. How did you suggest a follow?
Sort of like a people you may know on Facebook, and you were like, how you doing?
Well, yeah, like I decided to follow somebody else, and I'm like, you should like this guy, and I was like, all right, cool, and then we ended up talking.
Wow, okay, and so then how did that lead to an actual date? What happened, or what was the date?
So we decided to go to the movie, so we went to go see The Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was a little late, so I mean, I hope that's not why he's not calling.
That could be something. I mean, some people are pretty particular about like seeing the previews or whatever. So I don't know. I mean, that's a potential thing. So I'm glad that you're noticing, because a lot of times when we talk to people, they're like, I have no clue.
Now, I don't know what happened.
So that could be a potential thing as to why he hasn't gotten back to you.
Well, what did you do after the movie?
I mean, so we just kind of hung out, you know. I mean, we didn't do anything like, you know, that was a good girl first date and whatever. But, you know, we went out, we went to like, had coffee or whatever, we talked, and it seemed like everything seemed cool. And then he just didn't call.
Sonia, let's do this. Let's try to get Micah on the phone so we can find out what happened. And we will do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
I know my rent was going to be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club. Had me a good time. Before my time is up, hey, let's get it now.
Ooh, I want the time of my life.
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, baby. Ooh, give me the time of my life.
Neo, let's get it out. This is the last $20 I got, but I'ma have a good time balling in that. Set a bartender, line up some sides, cause I'ma get loose tonight. She's on fire, she's so hot. I'm no liar, she burned up the spot. Look like Mariah, I took another shot. Hold her, drop, 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 drop it like it's hot. Dirty talk, dirty dance. She a freaky girl, and I'm a freaky man. She on the rebound, broke up with her ex. And I'm like Rodman, ready on deck. I told her I wanna ride out, and she said, yes. We didn't go to church, but I got blessed.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though.
Wanna see that thing drop from the back to the front to the top. You know me, I'm off in the cut, always like a squirrel looking for a nut. This is up for show, I'm not talking about luck, I'm not talking about love, I'm talking about lust. Now let's get loose, have some fun, forget about bills in the first of the month. It's my night, your night, our night, let's turn it up.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club.
Everybody going through tough times. Believe me, been there, done that. But every day above ground is a great day. Remember that.
Oh, baby. Ooh, give me
The new Hot 101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
All right, Sonia, are you ready for us to get Micah on the phone?
Yes.
All right, now, Sonia, just as a heads up, we want you to stay kind of quiet during this the whole thing so that we can get the real reason about why Micah hasn't called you back, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Micah?
Yes, speaking.
This is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I know you.
Don't be weirded out too much.
So weird.
Well, I know.
We have a quick question for you. We won't take up a lot of your time, Micah.
No. Actually, your friend. We have a mutual friend. Her name's Sonia. We know that you guys went to go see Hunger Games, which was amazing, okay. By the way. I saw it opening weekend too. But I was just, you know, we're trying to kind of play matchmaker here. So, we're just going to try to see why maybe you haven't gotten back in touch with her, because she'd like a second date.
And you've been tweeting up a storm still.
And why are you laughing?
Because when you find out, you'll probably have a better understanding of why I've been the way I've been.
Well, this is exactly what we're doing. We're trying to get to the bottom of it.
What happened?
We go into the movies, sitting down, things are getting ready to get started. She goes in her bag and pulls out freaking Popeyes, two pieces of chicken with red beans and rice in the middle of the movie theater.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Micah. Wait. Sony's on the phone.
Wait.
What is the problem? I offered you some.
Listen, offer is not the thing. I didn't want any chicken. That's not the problem. If we're going to the movie.
I don't see what the problem is. She didn't want any.
No, listen, I understand some people want to save money. Sometimes the movies are a little expensive. But if I'm paying for it, I don't care. If I go to the movies, I want to enjoy the movie experience. I want the popcorn.
You're not talking to me because I was trying to be financially responsible.
Valid.
Because I wasn't trying to take all of your money. What?
I'm great with financial responsibility, but that was probably one of the most ghetto things that I've ever experienced.
Shots fired.
So on top of you being bougie, you're not man enough to talk to me. And besides, I love my Popeyes, darling. Love that chicken from Popeyes. Don't tell me what I can and cannot eat. Thank you.
Good love. We got to get you a commercial spot for them.
Blown Off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.